Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Right Pursuit. Proverbs 21, verse 21. Whoever pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity, and honor. What are you pursuing? What is the thing that is the ultimate aim in your life? If it's things, if it's people, if it's anything connected with this life as an end, it will end in disappointment and disaster. In the Constitution of the United States, we find these words: we are all endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. People pursue anything and everything they think will bring them life, liberty, and happiness. But there are so many disappointed people in the world. They have not found, nor can they find, that which they pursue, which is life, prosperity, and honor. That only comes as we make Christ our ultimate aim and the right pursuit in our life. It's important for us to stop as often as possible and ask ourselves the question, what am I living for? What am I giving myself to? What is going to last for eternity? And the answer to all of those questions and every question in our life is to please Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Are we pursuing that righteousness that is eternal righteousness? Make it a point as often as possible, and do that right now in your life. I'm going to do it in my life as well. What am I giving myself for in the days that I have to live? What am I going to devote myself to achieve? If it's the things that will pass away, oh, how sad. But if it's for things that will last for eternity, oh, how glad. As we pursue what God wants us to pursue, which is a closer relationship with Him, we can almost wrap ourselves in the wonderful, comfortable feeling that we have found the love, the life, and the prosperity that He gives His children. That is the right pursuit. Heavenly Father, as we desire You and strive to become more like You, let that be the pursuit of our life. Let that be the ultimate aim that we are giving ourselves to. Might we find in You our all in all. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.